kicking off hour number two. This is your show, Free Talk Live. You can take control via the phones, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. Brand new phone number, so be sure you notate that. And, of course, it is, as always, Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with literally dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. In fact, not just any old photo, but a photo of themselves proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. And what that usually consists of is them holding up some sort of signage. In fact, our newest Shriner, who's on the site, has a shrine, has a picture referencing you, Manwich.
Oh, my.
So you can take a look at her at freetalklive.com. And again, ladies, it is not a beauty contest. It is just something for us to show off all of our female listeners. And, boy, they're great. I mean, women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors have sent us their picture, and we put them up there on the shrine at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
Now, from time to time on this show, we have people critique us, and we're not afraid of taking critique. In fact, we'll frequently take critique on the air. I don't mind. And one of the critiques that has come across a few times has been, you guys should stay away. You guys are recruiting people to liberty. You're spreading the pro-freedom, pro-liberty message. Mm-hmm. You should stay away from the extreme issues. You should stay away from non-government roads, for instance, as an issue.
As a matter of fact, that's one of my critiques.
But the problem is, and the reason why we can't stay away from it, is because, well, it would change the way Free Talk Live worked. I mean, to stay away from certain issues would mean to screen out certain calls.
The other thing is we're not a book, we're a radio show.
What do you mean?
We're not a, you know, like a...
A book on how to...
We're not going to talk about the extreme issues.
Oh, lots of shows do that, things like that. Absolutely. Every show does that. Every show controls our content.
We're not every show.
We're not.
Yeah, so most shows are like this. They have certain issues that are off limits. And maybe it's the host just doesn't feel comfortable talking about it. That you said, man, there's one host out there in the mornings that like won't talk about immigration or something like that because he's just frightened to death of like taking, because apparently he has a position on it that's not in line with his party or something like that, and so he kind of just stays away with it.
I'm not even sure, but I know. I'm sure it's true. The fact is, when you think about, if you called Sean Hannity and you wanted to talk to him about the United States policy on what was that? I'm just trying to think. Our energy policy in regards to pollution, you can catch him totally off guard.
Yeah.
Hannity's thing is to stay on subject and to sound educated about it. That's because he has a squad of researchers in the back.
Sure.
Free Talk Live doesn't do that. You can catch us off guard. You know, I mean, there's plenty of things we don't know. We run a talk show. We're not a bunch of, you know, we don't know everything in the world. Please.
And we certainly don't have a staff to do research for us.
No.
So
it's more of a forum.
So on a show about liberty, it's inevitable that these tough issues are going to come up. And, in fact, a lot of the times we don't bring them up necessarily, although we've been known to do that as well. But we only, you know, we bring them up because we know we're going to have to address them sooner or later. Somebody is going to address it. In fact, frequently the roads issue comes up just because that seems to be what people think about frequently when we talk about freeing people from government intrusion in their lives.
You know, when you say something like that, broad like that, you know, that government's just a big mess and we should get them out of as much as we possibly can. We should privatize everything the government does.
First thing that comes up.
What about roads?
What about the roads?
It's inevitable.
And then we have to address it, because if we don't, we look like we're dodging something. And I don't want to look like we're trying to dodge any issue. We've never dodged an issue on Free Talk Live. So, Jay Edwin writes in, and he says, I basically agree that there is no reason to make drugs illegal. However, there is no reason to make them legal either.
Okay.
I would probably support legalization of drugs. However, please don't use the medical marijuana argument. First, a drug is available in pill form at about the same cost that would kill the pain. Secondly, putting smoke in the lungs of an unhealthy person cannot be beneficial. Well, Mr. Edwin, you clearly don't have any experience with this issue. Because if you did, you would know that the people that have been offered Marinol, which is what he's talking about, the pill form of THC, the people that have tried Marinol who were smoking marijuana previously for their problems, whether it be to, for instance, keep their medication down, their AIDS medication down because it causes nausea, that sort of thing, they hate it. They hate Marinol because it takes forever to take effect. You take a Marinol pill, and then maybe, you know, 30 minutes to an hour later, you're feeling some sort of
effect.
Couldn't
they make it into, like, a spray or something, like an inhaler or something?
I'm sure they could if they were allowed to research it. Yeah. Like, if industry was allowed to actually do some chemical tests and clinical trials.
THC oil or something.
Yeah.
You know, and you made an argument one time that shut me up. And the fact is, who are we to say?
Yeah.
You know, who are we to say what works best for somebody? Are you telling me, what is it?
Edwin.
Ed. Edwin, that you believe that there's one person out there in the United States, that you don't believe that there's one person out there in the United States that that marijuana is the only way that they're going to be treated for their illness?
I don't know. On one level, though, I kind of agree with him.
What do you mean?
The fact that I don't think that drugs should be legalized either.
No, I agree with that.
Well, yeah, none of us believe that.
Keep the law out of it.
They should be decriminalized. And
yeah, I'm fine with legalization, and you know the government's going to tax certain things. And
legalization is certainly preferable to making something illegal. Absolutely. I would support it as a move in the right direction, but I would not hesitate to speak out against it, because regulation is nothing more than a protection racket.
I don't know. Legalization of marijuana, actually, to tell you the truth, scares the bejesus out of me.
Why do you say that?
Because of the amount of tax money that the government will make off of that will just be astronomical.
Well, they won't necessarily start with big taxes, maybe.
No, certainly not. And, of course, if the taxes go up too high, it'll just go back on the black market like cigarettes
are. I don't know
that
they wouldn't necessarily start off with big taxes. I think they'd start off just matching the tax on tobacco.
Well, even if they did that, it would still be far cheaper than it would be on the black market, and therefore the crime would still go away as a result.
I don't think there's many crimes being committed for... I don't think marijuana is expensive enough that many crimes are being committed for to get it.
Probably
and I think
not.
That marijuana users are at least industrious enough to make money to do it.
You're probably right.
And I think it's less... I personally believe it's less addictive than alcohol. So... they can do without.
He says, Edwin says, anyone with common sense knows that the medical marijuana argument is false. Well, clearly, Edwin, you've done, again, no research on this. You've probably never met anybody that smokes marijuana for medicinal issues. I have. And I've heard them, you know, personally tell me their stories. People with multiple sclerosis and that sort of thing. You know, people who actually have problems that, why would they lie about it? Do you think that these people that have MS and AIDS and cancer that are taking marijuana so they can suppress their nausea, so they can help with their pain, you really think they're lying to you? Because he goes on to say here...
I think some people are. I mean, absolutely. I'd say the majority of people who are getting medical marijuana in California right now are just telling fibs. But what if it's 10% of people out there that are truly being helped by medical marijuana? Are you willing to cut that off in
that
medway?
The ones that I've talked to have been here in Florida. They are not getting medical marijuana. They're buying it on the black market.
Right.
They have no reason to lie to me. Right?
No.
Okay. So here's what he says. By the way, he says, the argument that doctors and lawyers do it, therefore it should be legal, is a stupid argument. Doctors and lawyers commit murder, too. Should that be legal also?
I think the doctors and lawyers commit far fewer murders than, you know, people lower down the financial...
I wasn't arguing, by the way. I mentioned that doctors and lawyers smoke marijuana. We talked about this on Saturday
night. I'm saying that it's respectable enough.
Right. That's all. That's all I'm saying is that there's a wide variety of people that smoke marijuana, not just your typical long hair hippie.
I think
it's
I could
everywhere.
Make the argument, Edwin, the physician is a more respectable position than, say, a taxi cab driver,
sir. The only guy who's getting marijuana from the government is a pretty successful stockbroker.
Interesting. 800-259-5791. He's got a little bit more to say. In fact, he wants to talk about statutory rape as well. We'll address that on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-5791. Take control.
Are Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's toll free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Grab up the archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. No logging in, no membership fee, none of that stuff. You just go and get them, freetalklive.com. So we're actually reading an email from Edwin, J. Edwin, and he's got a bit of critique for us. He says that we should stay away from the medical marijuana argument. We were talking about medical pot. We were talking about legalizing all drugs, actually, or decriminalizing all drugs over the weekend.
I'm sure if he could, he'd make a law making us stay away from the medical marijuana.
Maybe he could. Maybe he would. And, of course, as always, when we talk about the drug war, I always invite people who believe in the war on drugs, the drug warriors themselves. I always invite them to call in or contact the show and talk to us because I want to understand you. I want to understand how you think. And the invitation's always open, 800-259-5791. So Edwin says that the medical marijuana argument is false. And he hasn't ever talked to anybody that has used medical marijuana, that has used marijuana for medical purposes. Because if he had, he would change his mind on this.
You know, I had this, at one point, I felt the same way.
That it was false, that it was just a
hoax. Mm-hmm. And now, I was on the side of legalizing marijuana, so I just sort of let it all slide.
See, to me, it doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter if it is a hoax. It doesn't matter. So what? So what if
it's
a bunch of long-haired hippies who... But, I mean, what I'm saying is, so what if it's a bunch of long-haired hippies who are lying about the fact that they want to get medical marijuana because they really just want to get high? Who cares?
That was kind of my point.
Well, apparently he cares because he thinks it's disingenuous. He thinks it's dishonest. He says, why don't you simply be honest and just say you want to get high? I would respect that argument.
Well, here's why. Because I don't want to. I think it should be legal because I don't want some drug addict coming to kill me because they can't get it because you and your stupid laws have decided to go ahead and make it illegal.
He hasn't supported
because
the laws.
People are going to do it anyway.
He actually says he supports the legalization of drugs.
Yeah. He does.
Yeah. Even though he also says there's no reason to make them legal.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a confused email.
He doesn't support the laws, but he just doesn't want us to talk about it.
He doesn't believe in the medical marijuana argument. That's all.
Right.
He doesn't think that marijuana has any medical viability. And I say, who are we to say?
Yeah.
Maybe it's true. Maybe it's true, Edwin. But who are we to say?
And
are you
a
doctor?
Say? No, he doesn't. He doesn't sign a PhD or anything like that. He's just.
What are you
Jay
talking
Edwin.
About? You're just.
He just feels.
Everybody has opinions, man.
Right. Well, he feels like putting smoke in the lungs of an unhealthy person can't be beneficial. Well, you don't know, Edwin. You've done no studies. You've obviously done no research, and you certainly haven't personally talked to anybody.
The smoke in and of itself is probably not beneficial. He's right in saying that.
He may be right.
But let's be clear. Aspirin wouldn't make it through the FDA anymore.
That's true.
Many side effects.
You're right.
So, does marijuana smoked have medical viability? And that's the question you have to ask yourself, Edwin. Maybe it does.
Maybe it does.
And if it does, should these people be free to use it? That's all.
Absolutely.
It's just an easy issue.
What is something that's medical? It's something that makes somebody feel better. If anybody
perceives medical,
it's a perception. It has nothing to do with whether or not it actually necessarily makes you feel healthier. Or, you know, makes you healthier or not. For most medicines, I think.
By the way, he says, why don't you simply be honest and say you want to get high? Well, I've gotten high plenty of times, and the drugs have all been illegal. That hasn't stopped me, has it? No.
Nope.
Hasn't stopped any of the people that I know that have done it. Hasn't stopped the millions of marijuana users out there. And by the way, he points out that we were talking about how doctors and lawyers smoke marijuana. Well, they do. And that's not the argument to make it legal. It's just a point to show that lots of people do this sort of thing. It's not something that is only categorized into one area of stoner hippies. It's a lot of people from all social strata.
Which is why I mentioned earlier, you know, that the guy, the stockbroker, is the only one who's left from there. There was a medical marijuana program that was started by the federal government, and only, what,
seven people
were getting marijuana from the federal government to treat their illnesses, and only one of them is still left alive, and he's, you know, a successful stockbroker.
Yeah, yeah. He goes on to say, he changes up a little bit here. He says, I have chosen to not listen to your show. Well, clearly you listen Saturday night, Edwin. However, because you idiots can't see the problem with a man having sex with an underage girl. That's what's wrong with the libertarians. You can't take a stand against any degenerate activity.
Oh, wait, what? Against what? A degenerate activity? Says who?
What do you mean, says who?
It's according to him. It's according to him and according to societal values. And those values change over time. What is the accepted age for a man to have sex with a woman has changed greatly.
It changes state by state, actually. It
changes state by state.
In
changes
New Hampshire,
country by country.
Yeah,
it changes... You know, it changes all over the place. And, you know, different people have different moral judgments upon what's degenerate activity or not. I, for one, you know, I'm a believer in a higher power, but guess what? I think religion is a degenerate activity. That's my
personal... You mean organized religion?
Organized religion, I think, is sick. But that's my personal opinion. I'm sure there are plenty of people out there that disagree with me, but guess what? You don't have to worry about me, because I would never, ever, ever legislate against someone's right to believe and worship and do whatever they want in any way that they possibly can.
That's a great point.
I wouldn't legislate against it either, but I would legislate against certain ages of people having
sex.
Well,
that's because you're inconsistent and unprincipled.
The show is about more freedom.
You disagree that he's inconsistent and unprincipled?
Well, I don't disagree that he's inconsistent and unprincipled, but I would also rule against people being able to... You know, there are certain ages where that type of thing is physical harm. So, you know, it really...
absolutely. I mean, I'm not for harming anybody. In fact, even if you think that this is degenerate, and again, what age is... differs by the person you're talking to. Man, would you think 18 is appropriate? But clearly, the legislature of New Hampshire and many other states thinks differently. They think 16 is appropriate. Hawaii only until recently had it at 14, for instance. So apparently, a lot of people disagree on this sort of thing. And as Johnson's pointing out, none of us will ever pass a law against that sort of thing. I agree with you, Johnson. If somebody's being harmed, that's certainly an issue to be addressed.
For example, okay, what you could say about this is you could say that societally, that you could have a society where it could be accepted for, you know, anyone over 12 to, you know, and you could say you could have a 40-year-old man having sex with a 10-year-old girl.
Whoa.
Yeah. Just, I want to take this to the extreme.
Okay.
Now,
I think that's what makes Edwin uncomfortable, by the way, is that we even talk about this sort of thing.
Right. Well, the reason why I want to bring that up is because, you know, there could exist a society where that would be accepted and where...
Well, we mentioned not too long ago that there are some cultures that use oral sex to put their kids to sleep at night.
It's true.
I mean, and that's a culture, and it's accepted,
right.
And nobody is harmed because of that, because everyone believes the same way. It's
right.
Not a big deal. It's not a
it's not
a
looked
thing.
Down upon at all.
You know, and I'm sure there are some people out there right now going, ah!
Right.
You know, but if it's not, if there's no psychological damage from it because it's accepted, then there's not a problem. Where I have a problem, though, with in supporting him and why I think that there should be a law against that is when something like that, an activity like that, would result in physically damaging that person. For example, I can't see it ever being acceptable, even if it were an accepted activity, for it to be okay in a society to say, you know, regularly snap an infant's arms or something like that to make them longer. You know, because there are certain societies where they do all sorts of weird self-mutilizations, like the lip
right.
rings and the huge earrings.
And the Chinese little funny feet thing.
Yeah, feet wrapping or whatever. There are all sorts of weird mutilations. So, I don't know. I can't necessarily accept that
either,
but that's cultural as well.
Yeah, and I don't think that's on a comeback here or anything like that, so we shouldn't be too concerned about it. 800-259-5791. So, he calls it degenerate activity, and I think that you should take stands against what you believe is degenerate. I just don't think you should legislate
should
about it.
Should we take a stand against Ethiopian neck rings?
More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at NukeAlert.com. That's NukaLert.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at NukeAlert.com. That's NukaLert.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carfenic Minute. Race cars and speed limits. Now that sounds like a contradiction. But I'll tell you about one stretch of track where drivers can get a speeding ticket when we come back.
Not all cats are the same. Neither are our synthetic oils. Royal Purple's exclusive proprietary additive package makes Royal Purple up to 400% stronger than other synthetic oils. And because Royal Purple decreases friction, you'll enjoy your engine's purr. So make your ride the king of beasts on the road. Go to royalpurple.com and find out why Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms.
Racer
racers are famous for their need for speed. But there's one place on the track where speeding's a no-no. It's called pit road. Like the name suggests, it's a sort of off-ramp where pit crews stand ready to change tires, refuel, and perform maintenance during a race. On pit road, drivers slow down from breakneck speeds of 200 miles per hour to just 50 mph, reducing the chance of an accident and protecting crews at work, just like you do on the highway. And just like you, racers caught red-handed speeding on pit road are ticketed and fined. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
1-800 Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. Anything goes, whether it be political or personal, you can take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the updates there. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send it to you via your email box if you're on the updates list. And over 500 of you are, so you can sign up at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
I'm surprised that nobody's calling in a rail against me for calling everyone in an organized religion a degenerate.
Why do you always want to fight the people in religion?
Because they can't fight you. They can't fight you.
Nobody wants to fight over this.
They're not going to be able to convert you, and they know it. So why would they?
They always try, though. And you know what? I applaud them for it.
No, they don't. Most people in organized religions are going to ignore you. Every once in a while, there's going to be some person who's as wacky about religion as you are who's going to want to fight you about it. And who wants to hear two wacky people fight?
Well, J. Edwin is saying that he thinks the problem with libertarians is that we can't take a stand against degenerate activity. Now, he doesn't specify there, but what he means is libertarians won't legislate against what he considers degenerate activity. Now, what he considers degenerate activity is different from what Manwich considers degenerate activity, and that's different from what Johnson considers degenerate activity, and that's likely different than what I consider degenerate activity. I think it's degenerate to go out and get wasted, you know, get S-faced drunk in a bar and just be a loser like that. I think that's degenerate, but as you pointed out, Johnson, I would never consider legislating against it.
The other issue with what he says is that libertarianism is probably the best stance against any sort of degenerate activity.
What do you mean?
Because if you segment out societies, in other words, you make a law against something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that change the desire to do that activity?
Of course not.
Not at all.
We're making a statement.
Does it actually stop the activities from happening?
Doesn't. But we're setting an example. We're making a statement to the people with this law.
No, you're actually just charging everyone else to put these people in prison.
That's true.
So you're really not doing anything but burning your money. Just take... Matter of fact, Jedwin, do you have any savings? Just go down to the bank, withdraw all your money, and set it on fire. Because that's what you want
to
do.
What to do with what?
Locking up people who, because you think that they're degenerates, is just a waste of your time. You know what?
Degenerates be and just ostracize them.
If they're dangerous to people, I think they should be locked
up. If you're dangerous, then you're hurting somebody else, and
right.
That's a different situation.
And libertarians would absolutely legislate against
as
you causing harm or interfering with someone else's
life.
And
chances are good they wouldn't make it to the jail cell.
As
much as I don't like alcohol and I don't like drinking, because it doesn't do anything for me, and I happen to think that drunks have a tendency to be violent. Until the drunk gets violent, I'm fine with it. Go ahead. Be as drunk as you want to be. Be a happy drunk. Just don't beat your wife. Don't hit your kids. I have no problem with the activity until it becomes dangerous, man, which so we're definitely on the same page. And when it comes to underage sex, which is what he's referring to here, if it's consensual, you've got 18... It's typically what we're talking about when we're talking about underage sex laws. We're talking about teenagers that have consensual sex with adults. We're not talking about kids.
15 and, you know, 20-something.
Yeah, like the teachers that have sex with their students, the guys that have sex with underage girls when they lie and they say they're 18, that sort of thing.
Or the guys that don't care and they know better.
Whatever.
Or the reverse, which has even happened here with that one female teacher.
Every now and then, guys talk, you know, young guys, mostly guys, I would say, it's just a guess, talk younger girls into sex. And I think that that's degenerate activity, too.
I think society can handle that problem. I don't think we need to pass laws against it, because as you pointed out, obviously the laws aren't stopping it. It's happening all over the place.
And I think it keeps some guys from doing it.
The only time you hear about it is when somebody reports it, you know, when some parents get a hold of the news and then they take the case to the state, that sort of thing. But when we pass laws against it, it does nothing to eliminate it. And while you may be right, there may be a percentage of guys that are affected by it. I think that if it was legal, then I think that society would take care of it, because
if
we were
under
already, man, which is a bunch of girls getting knocked up. When I was in high school, there were girls that were pregnant in the high school. I don't know if you had that back in the 80s, man, which where girls at the school were preggers,
sure.
Basically. Well, it was happening back then. It's happening now. It seems to be happening more now than it did back then. I mean, they've actually got a school here where we're doing the show from. They have a school dedicated to pregnant girls. Like they have their own school that they can go to, their own high school. And so it's clearly happening. I think that what needs to happen is just simply education. Parents need to explain to their kids sex. They need to stop holding back, stop expecting the schools to explain it to them, and explain to their kids how to be responsible and how to be safe. And if you're going to have sex, to be safe about it, that way you don't have two kids by the time you're 19.
How about this? How about a constabular form of police where a parent would be able to bring up charges against a gentleman who had sex with their 15-year-old, 25, 35, 45-year-old guy that had sex with their 16-year-old girl.
I think it's a parenting fault.
Don't you think that to some extent or another, that's a superior system to what we have now, rather than the state picking up charges and the state...
Yes, it's better that way, because then at least the parents could withdraw the charges if they changed their minds.
Or the guy married the girl.
Instead of having a zealous prosecutor take it all the way. I agree with that, man, which, although, I gotta say, I think it's a parenting failure. If your 16-year-old girl is out giving it up to 45-year-old guys, where are the parents?
I
don't agree with that statement at all.
What, that it's a parenting failure?
I don't agree that it's a parenting failure, not in any way. I mean, different people...
Where are the parents? If their girl's going out to...
So what if they're there? So what she's... You know, some girls sneak out. You know, some parents try to be... You know, there are loose parents that are very permissive and liberal parents who have...
You don't have to sneak out from their house.
Who have daughters who... They don't have to sneak out. And they go out, and they go, and they get laid. And maybe they get pregnant.
And there are
ultra-conservative parents whose teenage daughters rebel because... that's in their genetics or whatever
this
that they're driven
on,
to do that.
This is based on pure speculation, but I would bet that the total conservative parent's daughter is more likely to get knocked up than the liberal open sex
daughter. I agree,
because
there's been education there,
right.
But it doesn't change the fact that it's still happening. It doesn't really matter. I don't think it's a fault of
parenting.
Of course,
but at least one's being safe and the other one, you know, one is being safe. One's parents taught their
kids
to be safe.
Maybe. And maybe the liberal kid goes out and does drugs while she's getting knocked up as well. Because so her facilities of reasoning aren't as good as the conservative who just goes out and has the sex. So you don't know. I mean, it doesn't really matter. There are all sorts of other factors. And
well,
I don't
either
think,
way, none
but
of them
your
are
original,
my family.
Your
and
original
I don't
statement,
want to be
though,
involved.
But your original statement was that it was the fault of the parent that a 16-year-old girl would go out and have sex. And I disagree with that statement.
A parenting failure, I believe.
You said it was a parenting failure if a 16-year-old girl went out and had sex, and that was the fault
obviously,
of the parents. I gotta disagree with that.
Obviously, it was the girl's choice, but I think the parenting is a factor.
I don't. I really don't.
I think it's a factor.
The girl makes her own choices. She decided to have sex with a 45-year-old guy.
You can't be
there
a perfect
isn't a
parent.
Thing that could have been done to stop me from losing my virginity at 14. Not a thing. Nothing could have been done. Nothing my
you
parents
can't say
said.
That because you don't know what your life would have been like up until that point.
Had you been
if
raised
the person,
I know
the person
so many
if
different
your
kids
parents
in my
had decided
age,
to raise
so
you
many
Buddhist.
People,
I mean, the thing is what you're talking. What he's claiming is there's a parenting failure. So he's saying there's a lack of a factor.
But I don't think it's
a very
failure.
Difficult thing to claim. Right.
That's the other thing that I'm going to have to go ahead and disagree with is I don't necessarily think it's a failure.
I'm not saying that it had your parenting been different that you would have necessarily not had sex. I'm just saying that you might have been more safe. You know, you might have altered it.
Actually, I was plenty safe.
Good. Then I think there was no failure there. I think it's inevitable that teenagers are going to have sex, and we should understand that and deal with it and make sure they can do it as safely as possible.
I would hope that it's inevitable that all people are going to have sex. I think it's a weird situation.
More coming back. Your comments at 800-259-5791.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
This is Free Talk Live. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there, broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well. So two sizes will fit your internet connection at freetalklive.com. Again, our number 1-800-259-5791. That is a brand new number. Of course, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We might read your emails live on the air. And here's another one. This one from Todd. He says, I'm a new listener, 2 or 3 weeks now. I could call this in, but I'm usually working during broadcast hours, so I listen via podcast. I've been a libertarian for several years. My wife, our two young children, and I plan to be in New Hampshire with the other FSPers by the end of 2006. Excellent, Todd. I agree completely. I think we'd like to be in New Hampshire by the end of 2006 as well.
Yes, we would.
I agree completely with you that conspiracy kooks discredit the liberty movement. I also think that you handle them fairly and tactfully on your show. However, I have to call you on some kooky comments on a few subjects that I've recently heard from the mouths of the otherwise superlative FTL hosts. These comments, too, could lead to the discrediting of the liberty movement. Issue number one, cold fusion. A few, a few days ago during a discussion of a newly introduced hydrogen generating device to boost the fuel efficiency of cars. One of the hosts, Johnson, and it was definitely you, Johnson.
Yes.
Mentioned
talk about cold fusion. Right. Please.
Mentioned that he had written a report on cold fusion when in high school. He said the research that he had done in writing that report indicated that the cold fusion device actually worked, but that the scientists who invented the process, presumably Fleischmann and Pons,
yep,
were coerced into stopping their work and or not continuing development on it by a conspiracy of car manufacturers and oil companies. Whoa! Not only is this by definition a conspiracy theory, it's most certainly kooky.
And that's exactly what I said on that show. As I said, that this is the one kooky conspiracy theory. I specifically stated that on the show. I said, this is a kooky conspiracy theory, and I believe it. And I said that. I specifically laid out that I thought it was, you know, could quite possibly be kooky, that I have absolutely no proof to prove it, and that you shouldn't believe me any more than you should believe somebody who tells you that there are aliens on our planet.
Well, here's what he has to add to what you said about the allegations about cold fusion actually working. He says, after Fleischmann and Pons publicly announced their initial results about their cold fusion machine and how they obtained them, hundreds, perhaps thousands, of laboratories across the world tried to reproduce the original results. After years of trying, none were ever successful. Cold fusion has faded from the spotlight, not because of a secret conspiracy of the auto oil industry, but because it didn't work. The originally announced erroneous results were likely due to bad measurement procedures in the initial experiments.
Right, and see, unfortunately, what I've read suggests that there are several laboratories who did indeed succeed.
And they were crushed by the conspiracy as well, and have used
other techniques and whatnot. No, that it was just that none of the governments will pick it up. None of these governments will actually pick it up or are not, like, funding the research or funding the technology any further. I don't know why. I don't know what it's all about.
So, but I've read all sorts of different things about it.
So
basically,
you
both are saying opposite things here. He's saying that thousands of other labs have tried to duplicate the experiment and failed, and you're saying that you know of some that have actually succeeded.
The one that immediately springs to mind is that it was either a Swedish or a Swiss lab that was able to replicate the results. And that's the first one that springs to mind. I mean, it's been a while since I've read anything on it. But I've heard of all sorts of other devices. I mean, there's supposedly a company here in Florida that has built an engine that will run forever with, you know, no...
Yeah, they made a splash about a year ago in the news, and now they're gone.
Yeah, and, I mean...
So your suggestion is that the Swiss company that you're referring to has also been silenced by the conspiracy of automakers?
I don't know what to believe. I don't have any sort of personal experience with it, but, you know, I look at all the science behind it, and it just seems to make sense to me. You know, I don't know why. I don't have, you know, I'm not a chemist. I'm not a physicist. But to me, all this stuff just makes sense. And I will admit, I don't have anything to back it up. So, yes, it's a kooky conspiracy theory, and yes, I do kind of believe it a little bit, but until it comes out and it's proven, you know.
Right, you're not presenting it as fact, and
no,
you're making
I'm not.
That clear, and I think that's fair.
I'm presenting it specifically as a theory, and I'm saying, look, you know, there are other people out there who will present stuff to you and present evidence and try and sell you on it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to try and sell you on it. And it's the only thing that I have to say you know, maybe look into it if you have a lot of time to waste. See, that's the other thing that a lot of these conspiracy theory shows do is they, you need to research, you need to go out and look into this because it's important, and you need to know. No. Well, I think cold fusion is huge and absolutely important. Don't waste your time, because you know what? If cold fusion, you know, there are plenty of other people who are really wasting their time, and you are, you know, you, our listener, who are sitting around listening to the show, are probably not the people to go out and try and, I don't know, forward the cold fusion movement. And there are plenty of, I'm sure, scientists and government officials and people who are looking after this energy technology, and it will, you know, make it come to us eventually.
You think so? I hope you're right.
If somebody actually were to actually discover cold, you know, like have the cold fusion engine or whatever in front of them, I'm sure they could get enough money and people backing them to form a little army if they needed to be, because there is so much money behind that concept. I mean, it's ridiculous.
So I would think that if somebody was able to have some sort of semi-successful experiment, they'd get extra money. And I think it's, I don't know, when was the last time there was a successful experiment? Where is the cold fusion movement? Is there one?
If you know what? There's
anyone researching it?
There's a movie that I'll recommend at this point. You know, if you want to learn more about this conspiracy theory and have some fun, it's not like an informational video or anything like that. It's called Chain Reaction. It's starring Keanu Reeves and Morgan Freeman. It's actually quite a good movie. Yeah, it's a major film, and it's about sonoluminescence, which is shooting sound waves into a bubble, and that creates basically a cold fusion like reaction. It's an interesting movie.
Neato. It didn't do very well at the box office.
It was great, though. Very, very good thriller type movie.
Hey, more coming up. We got time for your call. If you make it 800-259-5791, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control, even in these remaining moments. 1-800-259-5791. Brand new phone number, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we're just kind of going through a few emails here. This one from Todd. He wraps up, and by the way, Todd brought up the same issue that our earlier email brought up, although he brings it up from a more libertarian perspective. He understands where we're coming from on the age of consent issue, or at least where I guess Johnson and I would be coming from on that particular issue. But he also thinks that we should stay away from it. He says there are many good, easily agreed upon reasons for wanting and promoting true freedom and liberty. And at any time, let alone a lot of time spent on these fringe issues is counterproductive. He says, I think that one should always stand up for their principles. And if it's Ian's principled contention that there should be no age of consent, then fine. However, part of Free Talk Live's mission is to be an outreach program, emphasizing the issues that are contentious, ones that are contentious even within the libertarian community, hampers that outreach mission. From Todd. Well, Todd, thanks for the email. In regards to being an outreach program, that's part of what we do on Free Talk Live, but first and foremost, we're a radio show, which means we need to entertain primarily.
And
it
seems like the biggest way that radio talk shows do that is contention, argument.
Yeah, controversy.
The other, I guess, thing that I think stands out to me about this email is it doesn't seem that Todd has been in too many libertarian arguments or been in too many discussions where he's selling liberty, because if he had been, he'd know that anyone you talk to will take it to an extreme.
Mm-hmm. That's
true. What happens in almost every case where you start talking to someone about liberty. They go, well, what about the roads? If you don't have the roads, the sky will fall.
Yep.
Or, you know, we need to make this legal.
You want legalized drugs? You want heroin vending machines on the street, don't you? That was twice.
How about property rights? You want to be able to shoot kids in your front yard for picking flowers?
Yeah.
I swear to God, that's what they'll do.
There's no way to prevent it from going there. And so we have to address it head on, and we have to be principled. And I'm not afraid to lose listeners. We allegedly lost one earlier. See you later, Edwin. Okay, you'll be replaced by somebody else. We're growing and not contracting.
Well, we don't want to lose listeners.
I'm not afraid to... I understand we'll lose listeners over time. What, you can't handle our message? Fine, go listen to Rush Limbaugh. There's plenty of other radio shows out there.
That, and people are also constantly trying programs on for size. Does this show fit?
Yep.
No? Yep. Okay.
You know,
this is not the show for everyone.
My favorite show, I probably haven't listened for a week.
No, hey,
I
appreciate
like
the
Lionel show, but I never, you know, once I get home, I'm not going to turn that thing on and listen once I get there.
I'm sure we gain and lose listeners all the time that don't decide to contact us.
Let's go to the phone. Speaking of contact, to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Ian Johnson and
Rich. He's playing Pac-Man.
I have a question for y'all.
Yes, sir.
Force and fraud. When libertarians say people shouldn't use force or fraud against others, what exactly do they mean? For example, force, that's pretty self-explanatory. You can't go up to somebody and punch them in the face, steal their wallet, trespass on their land, the physical use of force. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. But as far as fraud goes, how would one define fraud, and what type of government, what type of law, what exactly is fraud?
I don't know if I necessarily... Thanks for the call, Brandon.
Yeah, thanks for bringing this up in the last 90 seconds of the show, buddy.
Well, I don't know about the fraud issue. I feel like buyer beware. I think if you're going to be ripped off, you should just take it as a learning experience and just move on from that.
Wow, I don't agree with that, but maybe
we'll have to talk about it some other time. Yeah. Hey, and of course you can discuss it on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com.
Harry Brown has some good points about fraud.
We'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been in here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You online, freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.